Section 4.5. Vehicle emergencies, tire failure, brake failure, and loss of power steering. When you are driving, things can happen very quickly. You may only have a fraction of a second to make the right move. Here are some guidelines for handling emergencies. Brake failure. If your brakes fail, pump the brake pedal rapidly several times. You may be able to work up enough pressure to stop the car. If this does not work, shift into the next lower gear. As the car begins to slow down, shift down again. To slow down further, apply the parking brake. You may use your left foot on the parking brake. Remember to hold the release button off. Keep in mind the parking brake is a separate braking system and brakes only the two rear wheels. When brakes are overused, such as when driving downhill or with your foot riding on the pedal, they can overheat. The best solution for overheated brakes is to stop and let them cool off. Pull off of the highway to a safe place. Make sure there are no objects on the floor, such as a wadded floor mat or a drink can, that could keep you from being able to press the brake pedal down. It is not safe to try to move an object from under the brake pedal while you're driving. Remember to release the parking brake if you're going to push or tow your vehicle. Different vehicles have different braking systems. It is important to read your owner's manual so you will know exactly what kind of brakes your vehicle has, so you will know how to react in emergencies. Breakdown. If your vehicle breaks down, park where the disabled vehicle can be seen for 200 feet in each direction, if possible. Try to safely park the vehicle with all four wheels off the traveled portion of the roadway. Place your car in park if you have an automatic transmission. If your car is equipped with a manual transmission, put your car in gear, engage the parking brake, and turn on your emergency flashers. Tell all passengers to exit the vehicle on the side away from traffic. Raise the hood and tie a white cloth to your left door handle or radio antenna. It is safer to stay with your car than to go for help. Dead battery. A dead battery will prevent your car from starting. Consult your owner's manual for correct procedures for jump-starting a battery. Jump-starting can be dangerous if you do not have the right equipment or knowledge to perform the task. A battery can explode if jumped improperly. Fire. Most vehicle fires start in the engine compartment. Quickly steer the vehicle out of traffic and off the roadway to a safe, open area. Stay away from buildings and service stations. Turn off the ignition. Tell all passengers to exit the vehicle and move a safe distance from the vehicle. If the fire is small and you have a portable extinguisher, you may attempt to extinguish the fire. Do not raise the hood if the fire is in the engine compartment, as air will cause it to flare up. Never apply water to a gasoline fire. If you cannot control the fire, move a safe distance away from the vehicle due to the possible presence of toxic fumes and/or potential explosion. Make sure someone has called the fire department, 911. Flat tire or a blowout. When a front tire blows out, the vehicle pulls strongly in the direction of the deflated tire. You must steer firmly against the pull of the vehicle to keep it on its intended path. A left front tire blowout is especially dangerous since the vehicle may pull left toward the lane of oncoming traffic. When a rear tire blows out, the back of the car can fishtail. Handle a rear blowout like a skid. Grip the steering wheel firmly and ease up on the accelerator. Avoid braking. Steer the vehicle in the direction you want the front end to go and coast into a safe location. If you're going to change a tire, check the owner's manual for the correct procedure. A tire change should always be performed off the traveled portion of the highway. Engine warning light on. When the engine warning light on your dashboard comes on, it may say check engine, check oil, or hot. As soon as possible, stop your vehicle off the traveled portion of the roadway. Continuing to drive your vehicle may cause severe damage to the engine. Follow the instructions shown on the dash. Never open the radiator cap until the engine has cooled. Check your owner's manual for proper procedures. Flooded engine. An engine floods when too much fuel but not enough air reaches the engine. Depress the accelerator fully for 5 to 10 seconds. Release the accelerator and restart the engine. If the engine does not start within the allowed time, wait several minutes and try again. Headlight failure. If you find yourself suddenly without headlights, stay calm. Do not slam on your brakes. Try turning the light switch and the dimmer switch on and off a few times. Some circuits might still work. Use whatever lights are available to help you drive off the roadway to a safe location. Make sure your vehicle is seen by others by using your directional signals and four-way flashers if they're working. Hood flies up. If your hood flies up while you are driving, brake smoothly to slow the vehicle down. Try looking out the left side window or the gap where the hood hinges to the rest of the vehicle's body to see the road ahead. Use your mirrors to check the rear to see how close the vehicle behind you is before you brake. Turn on your turn signal and exit to a safe location off the roadway. Jammed gas pedal. If you let up on the gas pedal and the engine does not slow, your accelerator pedal is probably jammed. Keep your eyes on the road. Do not tap the gas pedal with your foot, as it may stick farther down and cause the car to go faster. Try to pry the pedal up with the toe of your shoe. Never try to reach down to dislodge the pedal yourself. You cannot afford to take your eyes off the road. Shift into neutral. The engine will race faster, but the power will be removed from the wheels. Follow an escape path to a safe place off the roadway. Turn off the ignition when you are off the road and no longer need to change direction. Power steering failure. A failure in the power steering system is the most common type of steering failure. Power steering failure occurs when the engine dies, the power steering fluid in the system is low, or a drive belt slips or breaks. The steering mechanism will still work, but you must exert much effort to steer. As soon as possible, take the vehicle to a service center to be repaired. Right wheels off the pavement. If your vehicle leaves the traveled portion of the road because your right wheels are off the pavement, take your foot off the gas pedal and hold the steering wheel firmly. The greater the drop-off between the roadway and the shoulder, the more steering control you need. Keep your car in a straight line. If possible, avoid braking. Wait until the road is clear and return to the pavement at a slow speed. Skidding. If your vehicle skids, respond quickly and calmly. A vehicle skids when the tires lose their grip on the pavement. Slippery surfaces combined with a sudden movement may cause your vehicle to skid. High speed, especially on curves, may also lead to skidding. When you feel your vehicle begin to skid, take your foot off the gas pedal and do not use your brakes unless you are about to hit something. Steer into the direction of the skid to straighten the vehicle out. Be prepared to countersteer if necessary to straighten the vehicle out, but take care not to overcorrect. Then steer in the direction you wish to go. Straighten the steering wheel as soon as you are going in the correct direction. If you do not straighten in time, the vehicle will begin to skid in the opposite direction. Begin to correct your steering as soon as you go into the skid. The longer you wait, the harder it will be to come out of the skid. All of your steering movements must be quick but smooth. Once you are going straight again, you may begin to accelerate slowly. See footnote number 4.